reptiles or snakes may be out in that water, and it's, the water's not safe to drink.
What about a sort of swampy land that's got salt water in it?
That water is also poisonous. I'm not too familiar with that water, but
would you still follow the swamp? Or?
Yes, I guess you could. If it's depending on the size. Now, I haven't ever been told or read about a river that's been salty, but the ocean is salty, and that's where we get a lot of our salt from, the bottom of the ocean.
And if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off, you say you wanted to do what to it?
No.
Well, what do you say when you're washing dishes and you, instead of drying them, you put them...
Let them dry, drain, you've been draining the water.
And if you wanted to drain a swamp or something, what would you call the things that you dig to drain the water off?
They would be pipes.
Huh?
Pipes.
Okay. And along the side of the road to carry the water off, you have...
large tubs.
Mm-hmm. What about the things that are dug out?
Irrigation pipes.
Okay. And if you had a heavy rain and maybe down a hill or something, the water cut out a sort of trench, you'd call that a...
I don't know.
Well, you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, I know the water going down a trench. But...
is that what you call it, a trench?
Trench, that is the trench.
Uh-huh.
Where the water goes down that little gully.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trench.
What about, if that's gone on for a long time and a whole lot of land is washed away? Would you...
that's erosion.
Mm-hmm. Would you still call that a gully?
I'm not quite sure what you would call it.
Uh-huh. And if you had some, a small rise in land, that'd be called a...
a small rise. I'm not quite sure about that.
You'd say your house sits up on a...
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, if where the land goes up, that'd be a little...
it still got me there. I'm not sure what you call it.
Well, if it's very big, it could be like the Rocky
Mountains.
Uh-huh. And if it's smaller than a mountain, it would be a...
a rock.
Or just a little...
hill.
Uh-huh. And to open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Do you ever hear the word knob used talking about land?
No, I didn't.
And up in the mountains, where the road goes across in a low place, do you call that a...
valley?
Okay. And on television, gunfighters, for every man that they kill, they cut a little... what in their guns? They make a little V-shaped cut. They call that cutting a little. What about if you want to chop down a tree, before you can do it, you make a V-shaped cut like this in the direction you want it to fall in? When you cut a little V-shape out like that, you'd be cutting a...
a portion.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the term notch?
Yes, a knot.
And if you have some water flowing along, you call that a
stream.
What else?